Our intermission is drawing to a close here at Severance Hall, and shortly Sixten Ehrling will be returning to the podium to conduct the Symphony No. 6 by Carl Nielsen. The Nielsen Symphony No. 6 was composed in 1925. The first performance was given on December 11th of that year with the Royal Orchestra of Copenhagen under the composer's direction. This is the first performance in Cleveland. Listeners new to Nielsen's music should not be surprised at anything, or better, should enjoy and retain that very feeling of surprise, that sense of the inevitable unexpected. All of his music gives us those sudden flights of fancy, those moments of charm and eccentricity, those inspired non sequiturs of which only great composers are capable. Again and again, distant harmonies are reached through doors and gates suddenly discovered, and if we are at moments puzzled, we cannot escape the sheer imaginativeness of it all. Nielsen's music may be for many an acquired taste, but once one has it, it becomes a savor and flavor one would not wish to do without. The Fifth Symphony of 1922, perhaps the composer's greatest work in this form, is music of large proportions and profound content. And now here is Sixten Ehrling to conduct the Cleveland Orchestra in the Symphony No. 6, the Sinfonia Semplice by Carl Nielsen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That was the Symphony No. 6, Sinfonia Semplice by Carl Nielsen, as performed by the Cleveland Orchestra under the baton of guest conductor Sixto Naro. Mr. Erling is back on stage. He was born in the Swedish seaport of Malmo in 1918. He lived there until the age of 18, studying piano and graduating from the local secondary school. He studied at the Royal Academy of Music in Stockholm. At the Dresden State Opera, he worked with Carl Dam in 1940, began a 20-year association with the Royal Opera in Stockholm, becoming first conductor and music director in 1953. That year, he was appointed honorary court conductor at the Royal Palace. In the summer of 1954, he taught conducting classes at the Salzburg Mozarteum. He made his American debut with the Detroit Symphony Orchestra in the fall of 1961 and was immediately re-engaged for a six-week period in 1962 and 63. His appointment as music director followed. He served in that capacity for 10 seasons. The Meadowbrook Music Festival, established in 1964 under his direction at Oakland University in Rochester, Michigan, became in a few years one of the leading summer festivals in the country. And during the 1972-73 season, Mr. Erling made his debut with the Metropolitan Opera in the production of Britain's Peter Grimes. He continued his regular European engagements and was appointed head of the conducting department of the Juilliard School of Music. And so with the playing of the Nielsen Symphony No. 6, we come to the conclusion of this concert from Severance Hall by the Cleveland Orchestra. Earlier, we heard the overture to Euryanthe by Weber, and the Piano Concerto No. 5 in E-flat major opus 73, The Emperor by Beethoven, with Alicia Della Rocha as the soloist. The guest conductor was Sixto Erling. Concerts of the Cleveland Orchestra are broadcast each week throughout the United States and Canada, and internationally over the Voice of America. In Cincinnati, you can hear the Cleveland Orchestra over WGUC. Next week, we'll present another full-length broadcast concert by the Cleveland Orchestra, Lauren Mazel, music director and conductor. Program notes are by Klaus Roy. The associate producer is Matthias Bammert, assisted by Kenneth Jean. The audio supervisor for the Cleveland Orchestra is Vladimir Malikar. This is your producer and commentator, Robert Conrad, speaking from Severance Hall in Cleveland and inviting you to join us again next week.